Hello, welcome back to Arts Live, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. My name is Bill DeYoung. You know, Shine 10 happens this week. In fact, it starts today. It almost didn't happen this year. Janae Prevey is here. She is the director of the Shine Mural Festival, St. Petersburg. And we're going to talk about this slightly postponed Shine, but it's happening. It's happening. Hi, Janae.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so good to see you here. Shine was supposed to happen in October, as it usually does. So let's, we got the twin spin of those big bastard hurricanes. Were you after Helene, were you sort of hoping it would be okay? And then...
Yeah, I mean, I think when Helene hit, you know, obviously that was devastating for a lot of people in St. Pete. And at that point, even we were like, wow, this is incredible. But like, okay, we're able to move forward. We can still make this happen. But I don't think Milton... It was already too much to think about at that point. I'm like, no, Milton's going to go away. They always go north or they always go south. Like, we're going to be okay, you know. And, of course, we just weren't okay.
Right? But this is a big Shine. This is the 10th anniversary. So you've been obviously planning for a long time. But this one had a lot of nuts and bolts going on.
Yeah, we did a lot of extra stuff this year to mark the 10th anniversary. So it was it's been extra devastating, to be honest. This the timing of it. And I'm super thankful that we have been able to reschedule. We have all the original artists on board, even for our, you know, big event at Floridorama. Everybody's been able to adjust and you know, stick somewhat with the original plan. But man, it's been a lot of work to just completely redo it. You know, with the timing, just couldn't have been worse.
Well, how fortunate were you then that, you know, everybody, including the people from out of state, out of country, for God's sake, so, yeah, we can still come. You had a couple of changes. I mean, there have been people here over the last few days and maybe week or so. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we had two artists and one artist assistant that had already flown in prior to Milton. And so they were here. One of them had already started paint on the wall. The other had just gotten in and was getting ready to start. And so those ones ended up getting a little more complicated than the others. We flew, we sort of waited to see what was going to happen with the storm at first. Because we thought, well, if it maybe goes south or it goes north, you know, St. Pete will be okay. We'll just get back to work. But obviously that's not what happened. And so we ended up evacuating. I evacuated with them up to my uncle's house. And then we ended up flying them both back home, one to Canada, the other two to Australia. And then have brought them back. So Emmanuel Jarris, the Canadian artist, was already planning on being here for about a month originally because he's doing the Walker Whitney Plaza. So it's this 14-story condo building. It's the biggest mural we've ever done, the tallest mural in St. Pete. And it was a huge project. So he had already started that. And now we brought him back again earlier. So he's been out there painting. He'll finish up kind of as everyone else is getting started next week. So it's kind of a nice transition, you know, but he needed extra time regardless. And then everyone else will start November 8th.
That I can't pronounce the artist's name, so you have to tell me. Adam Madera St. Pete, that alligator thing.
Abyss.
Abyss, okay. I didn't want to call him Abyss because that's the sort of thing I would do. So I waited for you to tell me. But I know he does, it's a he?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, these incredible, like almost animal caricatures. I've seen his other work and stuff. Is that finished now or very close
to it? Finished,
yeah.
He came and just knocked that out in about 4 days, and then he went on and did an extra wall. He said, I'm going to be done soon. He's from France. He said, I'm going to be done soon. Do you have another wall I can paint? We're like, yeah, sure. We hooked him up at the backside of Anchor Skate Shop, which, you know, Johnny Vitale and Chris Markovich are painting the other sides of it. And
wow.
But the back was empty, so we're like, want to go paint over there? So he knocked out another one in another day, and then we also went paddleboarding up on Wekiwachi Springs yesterday and just, you know, making sure he's having a good experience here in St. Pete.
But well, yeah, you're the hostess with the mostest. That's the thing. You know, you said you people went up to your uncle's house. There's like an art party and you're up there. What was it? Tallahassee or something? You say, we're looking down here going, what's happening in St. Petersburg? Glad we're not there. Right. But then the reality of it hits is that that's my event.
Yeah.
It's getting blown away.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the preparation for this Shine, because you've told us on previous occasions, of course, that you start maybe a month after the last one ends or something like that. So this one had, as we say, a lot of working parts. Yeah. Let's talk about where these artists for this year came from in different places of the world. I wonder if you could just do it off the top of your head. I don't see any notes over there. I bet you can do it.
Yeah, we've got an artist from Australia, Fenton McGee. We have Emmanuel Jarris from Canada, Nespoon from Poland, and then Abyss from France. And then we've got George F. Baker III from Atlanta and Stevie Shaw from Seattle. those are all the visiting artists on the main lineup. The rest are locals. And then, but we are bringing in some artists for out of town from the, for the finale event as well, or the event at Floridorama. It's no longer a finale. Now it's like an opening event.
Kind of an opening event. Yeah. That's Saturday, which we'll get to. George Baker is painting the wall on at the studio at 620. I was over there a few nights ago and Erica was telling us all excitedly about it. You know, we have this muralist coming to do this thing. And yeah. How do you, I've asked you this so many times, but for people who haven't heard me pester you with this question, how do you decide who's going where and where, you know, where the walls come from?
It's tricky. So this year we worked really hard on a lot of these locations. I felt like were more significant locations than previous years, right? Like to be able to paint at Studio in 620 to me feels like, I mean, that's an iconic art destination in St. Petersburg. I mean, their contribution to the art community is significant. And, mm-hmm. and so to be able to provide a mural for them and kind of have this collaboration between the Studio 620 and Shine to me is really exciting. So those kind of things, I feel like a lot of that happened this year where we have Studio 620, even Anchor Skate Supply, I feel like in terms of skateboard community and with everything happening with the Rays, like skate scene is kind of having a moment right now in St. Pete. And I mean, I guess it kind of always has, but in a bigger way right now. So to be able to partner with them, I thought was really exciting. And we're painting on the pier, which has never been done before. Uh-huh. We're doing this Walker Whitney, which has never, you know, been done before. Reflections, this brand new, beautiful condo building, never been done in that way. And so there was a lot of like significance to the locations that we've been working with.
Yes.
And then, but then, you know, there's a lot of consideration that goes into who goes where and who's the right fit for each wall. And some of that is just purely logistics in terms of like, what can this artist handle in terms of size and scale and texture? What kind of paint are they using? That's going to determine which wall is a better fit for them in terms of the texture. So there's a lot. And then also just like their art styles and what their art represents. And to be honest, over time, especially like some of it comes down to like, what do I think this property owner is going to accept?
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, that's a factor. They don't necessarily get to see the art, but they do get to see the artist portfolio. And if it's too much, I think there's just no chance it'll get approved. I'm going to pick, you know, an artist that I think is more likely to get accepted.
Fenton McGee, I guess, is doing Reflection. And that's another big piece, right? Because Reflection is your title sponsor.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
And that's that big thing by Mirror Lake.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that perhaps an artist does those tall buildings all the time. Let's see if we can find a tall building for him. Is that how it works?
Yeah, to some degree. Yeah, I mean, I think Reflection was a little bit of a different process just because they're our title sponsor. We have a different relationship with them than we do maybe another property owner. And we worked for a long time kind of putting together a list of artists that they could choose from that we thought would be a good fit. And ultimately, Fenton was that artist. And
so they do have some say in it.
In that situation, yes.
You know, just say, hey, we got a painter for you.
Yeah, that's how I like to do it. Normally, that's how we do it. But in that situation, because it's a title sponsor and
oh, Reflection. Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. That's only logical. Sure.
Yeah. So they got more say in it than a typical situation for Shine. But it's worked out beautifully. And they've been incredibly understanding and very gracious and, you know, just really supportive of the whole process.
Tell me about this postcard book. I read that. That's a new thing this year. Is it 10th anniversary? This is a Shine Greatest Hits book. What is that?
Yeah. So again, there's like all these little touches that we wanted to do for the 10th anniversary to try to make things a little bit more special. We're working on a coffee table book, but we recognize like it's not going to be finished in time for Shine 10 because we want to include this year in that book. And so we're like, what could we do in the meantime sort of leading up to that? So we put together this postcard book. We have it titled Volume 1 in case we want to do more in the future if it sells well. And but it's all through the lens of Jimmy Fashner, who's a local photographer. He's been on the Shine committee for years. He also works for Visit St. Pete Clearwater.
I think I've used his photographs before.
Yeah,
that name sounds familiar.
his photography is amazing. So yeah, you can get it now. It's $25 retail. And all the artists, you know, gave permission to be included in the book. They all got a copy of the book. And it's just a really great, you know, you can tear it out. They're like perforated pages.
They're actual postcards.
Yeah, they're actual postcards. Postcards.
Wish you were here.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly.
Well, I should ask you, you know, wish you were here. Did any of your buildings that, you know, the buildings that are on your scorecard or your that are getting worked on, was there any hurricane damage? Did anything happen there? Just to ask the question.
No, not that I know of. I haven't heard anything otherwise. So I think we're okay. We had some concerns with AMI kids. They're out on Gandy and they had some damage during Helene with the flooding. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the buildings are pretty centrally located and, you know, within the downtown area and seem to be okay.
Well, good thing you weren't painting Tropicana Field.
Oh my gosh, that right?
Might have been, you know, the word, I wrote down a word in the corner of my little crib notes thing here, and that's resiliency. Because I think, like you were talking about representing St. Pete and its arts community, there's a certain resiliency that you're reflecting, if I may borrow from your title sponsor. You know, the fact that you didn't sort of fold and say, we're not doing this because it's just too horrible for words, you know. Was that important to you at some point to say, yeah, let's keep going?
Yeah, I really appreciate that question because it was important, and it is important. I do feel like there's this feeling already in St. Pete of how much the city has changed, and then, you know, add back-to-back hurricanes to that, and now we're in the situation where we're really kind of just, everyone is just sort of shook and kind of like broken down to the bare bones, which feels sort of like an opportunity, I think, for the art community to come forward and remind everyone, like, why this is such a great place to live, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about that a lot and on good days. Like, we love St. Pete because of the art community. Now we have this moment, and I do feel like because the murals are so public-facing and because of what they do for the community, we were really in a position to be able to still come forward and encourage other people to have some sense of normalcy and just come out. And not only that, but just, like, we're paying people, right? Like anybody right now that can get back to work, it's needed, especially in the art community. A lot of people lost a lot of jobs and a lot of gigs and a lot of revenue with back-to-back storms. And so I think for us too, that was an important piece of like, okay, how quickly can we get people back out working and get people paid, and our videographers and our restaurants and just from top to bottom, we're putting a lot of money back out into the community. And I think as quickly as we could do that was also important. But I really, more than anything, I think just that reminder for St. Pete that, like, we're here, the artists are here, the art community is here, and we're still going. And I think there's a real need for that, and a special like appreciation for it now too, when there is so many heavy things going on, and we don't have to talk about the election, but I just, you know, just the timing of all of this is like heavy. And so to be able to kind of just put something out that's beautiful for the community, I hope is something that resonates for people right now.
Well, to that point, I wanted to talk with you about the bright spots. Because I'm seeing Zulu Painter's name. Always great to see him getting some work. Hey, Carlos. And Yala Fort, who's, you know, one of my favorite people on the planet. And tell us about the bright spots, which generally involve community and more of a community artist, more of a community thing. Tell us, the great us here, what they are and why you do that.
So the bright spots are important because they are that moment every year where we get to sort of reach beyond and into the community and have people participate and I think get an extra level of connection to Shine, to muralism, to the artist. So that piece is important. And I think especially if we can work with youth organizations like Zulu's doing this year with AMI Kids, I mean, it was a really cool experience actually to go, and we got a tour from one of the kids in their program about how their program works, and you know, Zulu got to go, and that helped kind of inform his design, and just to see the impact of what AMI Kids is doing in the community, and knowing that like we can kind of partner with them to help elevate that message a little bit more. And the wall is amazing, which rarely happens where you have like this incredible wall and an incredible program and they all get to come together. So
this is the one you said there was a little flooding out there.
Yeah, after Helene, because yeah, they're right on Gandy on the water, and they're a marine program. I mean, they do kayaking and fishing with kids and things like that. So it's really beautiful. And Yala Ford's program or project is really for the community as a whole. Like it's open to everyone to come paint.
It's listed as Yala and the community at MFA. So tell what does that mean?
Yeah. So it's just open to everyone in the community. We wanted that to be a part of year 10 where there was a chance for just anybody who appreciates Shine or wants to get involved or even just sees it on the street and wants to come and like put their hands on the paint a little bit. So that actually is the one project that's going to happen after these new Shine dates. It won't be till December 13th.
Oh, okay. So that's part of the great shuffle around.
Part of the great shuffle.
Where is that at Museum of Fine Arts? Is it an outer wall?
It's an outer wall at MFA. I believe it's on the east-facing side of the building. Yeah, it'll be on the east-facing side, and it'll be open to the community to come. I think the mayor's planning on coming. Yaz got it all set up.
December 13th? 13th. God, that'll be fantastic. I don't know who Naomi Haverland is, and that's the Discovery Center out in the pier,
yeah,
which is the Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center,
it
right?
It is.
What is Naomi doing there?
So Naomi has this incredible project where she's going to paint this sort of ring of plankton, which is really incredible. And
can't go wrong with a ring of plankton, right? I always say.
Well, and if you've seen her work, she does a lot of like 3D sort of anamorphic work. And so she has it designed in the way that it's going to be really fun. I think really engaging for people, especially being at that location on the pier that's already such a high traffic area. But in that zone of the pier, there's no art. There's art at the end. There's art at the beginning. But that stretch, there's no art there.
Was this your idea? Were you the one that said, hey, there's no art here?
Yes.
That's why you're good at your job.
I've been dying to paint the pier for years. We're doing it.
That's beautiful. And because there is so much traffic out there, that's part and parcel of why Shine exists, for people to watch it being done.
Yeah.
As it happens in real time.
It really, and I hope, my hope is that with these new rescheduled dates that there's enough time for people to kind of like settle a little bit and then be ready to come out. Because I know that's been the hardest part for me is like I know what Shine is like when it happens on a typical year and like just hundreds and hundreds of people come by walls every day and they're so excited and there's this energy and it's like it's palpable. You can feel it and the artists are excited and they feel it and there's this whole thing that happens that now we're kind of like trickling out murals and it's just not quite the same. And I really would love to see people come out and support the artists and be able to provide that energy that we know St. Pete gives every year. So I'm hoping that's how that goes.
Well, the final one, which we didn't talk about, is called The Importance of Art Education by Dwayne Shepherd and Brian McAllister in partnership with FAEA. I don't know what FAEA is, and I'm not sure I know where Bell Pharmacy is, but tell me, what is that one?
So this is an amazing project. This one already happened, actually, because we ended up sticking with the original schedule because FAEA is the Florida Arts Educators Association.
Okay.
So what this is they have an annual conference here in St. Pete every October for the next 4 years, this year and the next 3 years. And there's like 800 teachers, visual arts teachers from across the state of Florida that come here for this conference. And so Dwayne Shepherd is one of them. Brian McAllister was participating in the conference as well.
This was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine from South Florida who's a retired art teacher was here.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. Their program is amazing. And so, Dwayne was like, hey, I want to do this mural with all these teachers. And I'm like, that's the same weekend as Shine. That's a bright spot. Like, let's do it, you know, and helped him get connected with Bell Pharmacy, which is also an amazing, like, they do a lot of great work for the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot of cool stuff about Bell Pharmacy that I didn't know about before either. And they were great. They really went the extra mile to help promote the mural. And they really did a lot of work getting Brian and Dwayne set up, which was amazing. But yeah, they had about 80 teachers that came out and helped them paint that kind of paint by number style the weekend of October 17th.
That's 3535 Central. I have to go by and check that one out. So that one's done already.
Yep.
A couple of other things. Are the Vitalis done with that thing? There was a Johnny or Vitali? Was it the brothers?
Yeah.
I got a Vitali on the brain here.
I know. We got Vitalis everywhere.
Yeah,
So they're painting, Johnny Vitali is painting Anchor Skate Supply. So he started his part of it early and they're pretty much done over there. Chris Markovich will paint his part during the new Shine dates. And then Vitalis are also helping paint the Up and Over mural with Tess One and Aaron Tulo as well. So that'll happen soon. Today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they're kind of involved. I see it on the
list. See,
projects.
I'm not smart enough to know all this, but I see it on the list here. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. To recap, which is what we do here on good old podcast radio, Shine on St. Pete is the 10th anniversary of the Shine Mural Festival, St. Petersburg. Or is it Shine St. Petersburg Mural Festival?
Technically, that is the trademark name, Shine St. Petersburg Mural
Festival. Okay, the Shine St. Petersburg Music Festival. Saturday, that is tomorrow, November 9th, over at Floridorama. Hey, Liz. Is what's called, I guess that's called Shine on St. Pete. It's a celebration of 10 years. That's from 8 to 11 Saturday. Tell us what's going on there. The list is, it's going to be a fun party.
It's going to be a fun party. And that's what, it's just a big art party at this point. It was originally going to be the closing, but now it's at the first weekend of Shine. So it's more of like a second opening, if you will. But the programming of it is the same. We have got incredible art lined up. Chris Dyer is going to do a solo exhibition in the main gallery there. Nicole Salgar has got some custom installations she's putting up. Ricky Watts is coming back to do some custom installations as well.
He's very cool.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
We've got, what else is going on? The Mighty Giants are coming to do DJing music from LA. We've got Gianno Curry coming with After Hours Photoshoot, which is absolutely incredible. You get a professional, basically a portrait done on site live, and then you instantly get your photos and you can post them online. And every time he has like a different theme and a different mood, and he sets the lighting and everything's like just specific for that event. It's going to be incredible. And that's free to for the public, which normally that's not the case.
Wow.
All of that is free and open to the public. There'll be food trucks and a bar and all that as well. And then we also have a VIP portion. So if you want to buy a ticket, $75 ticket, you can get into VIP, and then that gives you access to free food by Uptown Eats, drinks by Mandarin Hyde and Uptown Eats, and Mother Kombucha as well. And then we also have, everybody's going to leave. I'm so excited about this. Everybody's going to leave with a little gift bag that's like this little Shine tote bag, and that has a custom limited edition print by Jeff Williams. It's signed. He goes by Sun Signs. He's amazing. He did a mural for us a couple years ago. And then everyone will also get a copy of that new postcard book as well.
Oh, yeah. And your tickets, obviously, go to the Shine Facebook page. You also want to look at St. Pete Arts Alliance. .com?
.org. Yeah, if you go to shinemuralfest.com, it'll kick you over to the Arts Alliance site because the URL is so long.
Thank you. Yeah, shinemuralfest.com. Yeah, I get my orgs and my comms mixed up. I got a question for you. What did you want to be when you grew up?
It this didn't exist when I was little. I couldn't have fathomed that this is what I would be doing, but I'm so happy I'm here.
We're happy you're here, too, and we're happy that you were able to pull this one off. And, I wish you all the best. I'm looking forward to being out there. It runs through the 17th, so there's going to be people out there painting for another week, more than another week. And so definitely go on and check it out. Shinemuralfestival.com will kick you over to the Arts Alliance page. You don't need to know all that, but we'll see you on Saturday out of Florida. Janae Prevey, the director of the Shine Mural Festival, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Bill.